Morning Team Show on WSGW. It's 8:25. You're with Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie.
They have an anti-OPEC song or something, or a news story coming up?
No, I'm trying to figure this one out as we are into the Morning Team Show time at 8:25. As I said, with Dave and Pat and Charlie here in studio. Art Lewis in his home studio, I know. But you're rocking along with the Clash this morning, right, Art?
Rocking the cash.
This is actually a kind of tie-in to yesterday's Super Bowl. I'm still trying to figure it out. In fact, I had to look it up. So in honor of the weekend's performance at the Super Bowl, the much heralded halftime show.
Holy Dave gave it glowing reviews, yes.
The mayor of Toronto declared yesterday as being the weekend day in the city because he's from Canada.
Yeah. Yep.
It says here, though, that the weekend had to share the honor because the mayor also declared yesterday as, I get it now, but I don't know why, International Clash Day in honor of the Clash.
Well, they're from Britain.
Britain, yes.
Yeah.
But it says International Clash Day, so.
Oh, International Clash. Oh, all
so
right.
That's so
fine.
Canada was celebrating. I don't recognize any cities in this country that celebrated International Clash Day.
I must lead a very sheltered life because prior to yesterday, my view of the weekend was Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
any other observations from Super Bowl LV, Art Lewis? Did you watch? Did you listen?
Well, yes. My big observation is that I was very, very happy, extremely happy, thrilled that I did not follow Pat Johnson's advice. I didn't go to the sports book places.
See, now, I did follow my advice, and I won. I said Kansas City would win by two. However, on the sports books, when I put in my pick, I picked Tampa Bay. Because they were giving Tampa Bay 3 points.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Playing the over-under, huh?
It is. So. And Tampa didn't need those 3 points. They won big.
Congratulations,
Thank
Pat Johnston.
Thank you. Yeah.
I wonder if that's the first game Mahomes has ever had where he didn't score a touchdown.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. There were a number of firsts,
and they
rattled them off. You know, and they were all negative firsts. They weren't positive. There were three things in that game that stood out to me. As much as I hate to say this, Tom Brady, the defense of Tampa Bay was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And the stupid penalties that were assessed in the first half really cost Kansas City all their momentum.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're an aggressive team. They did a lot of holding, and the refs were going to call it. But there were dumb penalties, too, that they never should have taken.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thrill to me was watching Brady pass to Gronk. I thought that was
great. Well, for two touchdowns.
Two old men in the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, and
we now have the record, by the way, for postseason touchdown catches.
Yeah,
I enjoyed seeing Adamakin Sue get a sack late in the game.
Yes,
and get his ring.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Mahomes got back up as quickly as he did.
In fact, they had Sue on one of the morning TV programs this morning.
Did they really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, talking about the win last night.
Nice.
Well, it's nice to know for all the troubles that happened early in his career, many with the Detroit Lions, that he now can be recognized as a Super Bowl champion.
Let this be a lesson to the Lions. Watch Tampa Bay. They had good defense. They won the championship. Draft defense. Defense, defense, defense. And more defense.
And that's the advice of Pat Johnston in the Super Bowl recipe for a championship. Defense. I like it.